Arizona voters may get another chance to approve recreational marijuana. Supporters have released a 2020 ballot initiative that would allow people over the age of 21 to possess up to an ounce of pot. A state legislative panel is currently going over the language of the proposal to ensure it meets legal muster. Stacy Pearson is with Smart and Safe Arizona, the group promoting recreational pot in the state. She's confident the Legislative Council for Review will allow her group to start collecting voter petition signatures after Labor Day.
We have to gather 240,000 signatures by 4th of July, give or take, next year.
Arizona voters killed a recreational marijuana initiative 3 years ago, but Pearson says supporters have learned from their mistakes and tweaked the measure's language this time.
In 2016, this was narrowly defeated because the language wasn't right. The initiative wasn't right. It wasn't the right time, as popular as it was. And that's going to change this year.
Pearson says the 2020 initiative makes it much clearer how the state will collect and use tax revenues. She estimates it will generate $300 million a year through sales and excise taxes to fund community colleges, roads, and other infrastructure. Plus, money would be dedicated to substance abuse treatment programs. It also removes marijuana convictions from the records of past offenders. But Yavapai County Attorney Sheila Polk says business leaders and law enforcement groups will line up to oppose recreational marijuana if it qualifies for the ballot.
There are 11 states who have now legalized marijuana for recreational use, and the results are disastrous. There is no single model out there for successful legalization.
Authorities in states where recreational pot is legal say they're concerned about people driving under the influence. Arizona became the 15th state to legalize medical marijuana in 2010.